This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, a special hour if there ever was one, heading into the weekend with my good friend Michelle Cotterman, and she is brilliant. Do I tell you that often enough, Michelle, how smart you are? Not just because you're a nurse and all that other stuff. You're just smart.
I think I've heard you say it. Maybe this is the first time.
Yeah. Right? Keep saying it, right? Keep talking. Right. No, Michelle.
But thank you.
Yes,
you for that.
You're wonderful as a mom and a health freedom warrior. You know, with Health Freedom Ohio, and doing extraordinary work. And I'm glad. Thank you for being here, by the way. I'm still a little recovering from my week away doing the Florida tour, so to speak. I had a lecture tour, which went really well. And, I'm not trying to complain and ask for sympathy. But I tell you what, the biggest sacrifice I make on these trips is, yes, being away from home and all that. But, okay, that's part of it. I've done that forever. But the sleep, you lose this. I'm away from home, I don't sleep as well. And having a good night's sleep makes all the difference in the world.
That is a very important statement you just made. Sleep is paramount to maintaining health and wellness.
Well,
you've been all over the place.
You know, I've learned that over the years. You know, sometimes I look back all the travel trips I did, and, you know, you tend to be more, they talk about resilience of youth, and my gosh, how many times when we're young, you just like stay up all night and then you keep on going because you have this reserve in that younger physical body. And although I feel better overall in my 50s than I did in my 20s because of the ailments I don't suffer from now, there's still a recognition that, you know, there's a rhythm to life on planet Earth, and it requires regeneration time. And so if I can teach anybody anything, one of those things critical is get enough sleep, especially you old people out there. Talking to me.
Yeah, I agree. I actually think that sleep disorders are a big problem that we have, and definitely in the United States, it could potentially be worldwide. People just don't get enough sleep. There's so much distraction. And we have hormonal disorders too, with the blue lights and the electronic devices on the screens, and
right,
you know, the melatonin production just is off. So yeah, we have a lot of healing to do there.
Yes, EM field disruption, light pollution, all of these things. Listen, that's not why I brought you on today, but I always appreciate just kind of hanging out and chatting, because I could talk to you forever about, you know, all this stuff. I am really fascinated by, I think, is this an article that you actually wrote recently? And it's up there at Health Freedom Ohio. It's called Ethical Vaccinomics, Proof of Vaccination versus Proof of Immunity.
Yeah, so this is actually a spinoff of another article that was written by Dr. Ted Fogarty. So he's actually the one who introduced me to this topic of ethical vaccinomics. So right now, when they're talking about immunization rates, they're not actually talking about immunization rates. They're talking about vaccine consumption rates. As we all know, has nothing to do with immunity, because immunity is something that depends on the body responding and providing, you know, your body with immunity. So vaccination and immunization aren't the same thing. So ethical vaccinomics is quite simply based on a vaccination model that uses antibody level checks or titers. and that would be suffice to show immunity to a microorganism rather than proving that you received a vaccination.
Yeah, I remember many years ago I told the story of a nursing student who recognized the danger and inefficacy of the vaccines. They wanted her to have a measles shot, which of course meant MMR. And she was like, I do not want this. I'm going to have a baby soon. All that, you know, she was saying. And so we utilized homeoprophylaxis with her on Nozode of the measles. And she took it dutifully every day, more than maybe we would even say to do. And she actually showed signs of what we call a remedy proving. She started getting a rash, a redness, and had some fever. And she went in, never having had the measles in her life that she knew of, and got a titer check and showed that, yep, indeed, she had antibodies to the measles that she had apparently never had. So quite extraordinary the ways we can elicit an immune response maybe see something more viable than what they're calling immunization, which isn't.
Yeah, you're right. So immunization, you know, it's not synonymous with vaccination, like you said. And there's different things that go into that, like genetics, immune status, age, health, or nutritional status. These can all be associated with a primary or secondary vaccine failure. So, you know, what that means is that primary vaccine failure is the inability of the body to respond or make an antibody in the first place. And the latter is characterized by the loss of protection over time to that initial antibody production. And, we really don't know how many people are truly immune to any of these so-called vaccine-preventable diseases.
You know what? I would say that no one is. And the reason I say this is because the antibody, this holy grail in, I would maybe call it junk immunology because it's oversimplifying the immune system. You can identify an offending, let's say, pathogen, for lack of a better way to say it, because your body has seen it before, either naturally or artificially. But you could still succumb to it if the immune system is damaged, weakened, dysfunctional. So the idea of identification, while fine and great, I'm not opposed to it, it is not sufficient in and of itself, and there is little to no focus in the vaccineology camp to the actual function of the immune system rather than the so-called, now you can passively do anything you want as long as we've elicited an antibody response.
Right. Well, and, you know, when you're having these conversations, whether it's with people in the community, other medical professionals or legislators, you have to speak in their language, and that's the language that they understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So the Ted Fogarty quote, did I say it right? It's actually listed in this article. It was related to the issue of vaccines versus real immunity in terms of measuring titers and where he's gone. Now, he's a physician, a medical doctor in North Dakota. Is it because he's so far from everybody else they don't mess with him? Because he's pretty bold in what he's putting out here.
He's pretty vocal. I mean, Dr. Fogarty has an impeccable understanding of the biophysics and environmental medicine, biochemistry. I mean, he really understands this stuff on a very deep level. And, you know, his whole concept of ethical vaccinomics can really help to prevent some unnecessary boosters for people who do want to have vaccinations, you know, people who believe that they're protected because of the creation of an antibody. Recently in New Jersey, they passed a law called Hawley's Law. And it's based on this exact principle of ethical vaccinomics that they actually got it through in legislation. Holly Stavola was a young girl. She was 5 years old, and she actually passed away after receiving the second MMR dose, which turned out to be unnecessary. If you're using antibody titer checks, some children don't even need to have that second dose.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he brings that up in the article that he wrote. Originally, it was a letter to the editor from the Bismarck Tribune. If you guys haven't read it, you should definitely check it out. There's a lot of really good information in there. And, one of the things that really stuck out to me that he says in this letter is that federal mandates turn a blind eye to the at-risk child harmed by vaccines. We are abusing the molecular machinery of some of our more fragile children to protect vaccine companies. It's a deal with the devil that all of us in medicine hate having to make. That's a really powerful statement. And it's something that, you know, we could be avoiding. through titer-based vaccination programs.
Sure, sure. And I know I'm a purist when it comes to this stuff, Michelle, because I push it further than most people are ready for. And I get there's a gradual stair-step kind of movement as well. And I don't begrudge those folks because they're locked into such a deep-level deception. And to just jump right out into the so-called atmosphere, they feel like they would fall and die from doing so. Although we recognize, again, the immune system is much more complex than an antibody. And so I'm not concerned because, you know, one of the things that this Dr. Fogarty, who's, you know, seemingly a very good guy, certainly a courageous doctor to speak out the way he has, but he talks about a finger prick test for HIV antibodies. And I would argue that he hasn't done his homework there either, unless he's just using it as a point of reference because nobody knows or few people seem to go into the fact that HIV tests of any and all kinds are not specific. They're cross-reactive and nonspecific, which means they have no valid standard by which you can measure.
Yeah, I think it's just an example of how technology has made different measuring easier. Just like we have blood glucose monitoring strips, we can check potassium levels by doing just finger prick sticks. So, you know, there's no reason why technology, if pushed in that direction, couldn't develop a finger prick titer-based checking system. And I think that's what he means.
Yeah, no, and I get that. Like you said, that's why I bring this up, because even my interview with J.B. Handley, apparently, with his How to End the Autism Epidemic, was very controversial, as his book was. I found most valuable the reveals in there from the so-called, you know, party central of vaccine promotion. These doctors that claim it's all good, now admitting on the record, it's not all good. There's some problems. And I think that's very valuable in that book. Of course, at the end, he proposes going back to the 1986 vaccine schedule. And a lot of people that have awoken to the reality that there's no evidence to support the safety or efficacy of that schedule say, hey, that's not right either. I'm like, dude, I don't, you know, a part of me says, I don't care if it gets down to that schedule, that's already better. And yet I'm not going to stop talking about the fact that I don't believe in any of all of that stuff based on everything that I've researched. But there's some people that will not hear any of the message because one part of the message may not be to their liking.
Right. Yeah, that's right. But no, I think Ted is, incredibly brave. You know, he speaks out about this, you know, a lot. And, you know, we have to understand that, you know, irregardless, there's always going to be people who believe in vaccinations and who are seeking to make a safer way to administer them to people who want them.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the bridge is
Bell,
built.
Do you support freedom even for people to be stupid? I'm just saying, I was there, and I don't want anybody to block my stupidity, because how else am I going to learn? Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Michelle Cotterman, our guest this hour, doing great work. You can check it out at healthfreedomohio.org. RobertScottBell.com has a link to the article we just discussed. We got a lot more healing to go, including discussion of oxidative therapies, and that includes, what do they call that? Hyperbaric oxygen. Stand by. We got a lot more healing to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We've just discovered another vitamin here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I've talked about vitamin L, that's love, vitamin G, that's gratitude, and now there's vitamin P, perspective, or hashtag perspective. This is the kind of stuff I love doing, Michelle, and I'm so glad. Again, you are, as a nurse in the allopathic community, you have to converse and deal with a lot of these, I would call them dunderheaded, dug-reed medical professionals that can't see that their religion, their vaccine, like their devotion, like it's a religion or a cult to vaccines, is clouding their ability to think clearly. And yet you still have to interact with them and work with them. And I get that. And I'm there with you. That's why I like to have these conversations, put perspective on it. Now, there's another link that you sent us called IPAC, IPACKnowledge.org, the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge. How does this relate to this discussion or where we're going today?
Sure. So Dr. Fogarty is actually a board member on the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge, and the acronym for that is IPAC, I-P-A-K. And this organization is quintessentially a model of community-supported science. So we've heard about community-supported agriculture, but now we have an opportunity to have community-supported science. And it's really necessary idea that's going to remove the pharmaceutical roadblocks to getting science completed that is in the interest of the public, science for the people, by the people. So they're doing some really great things over there. And, if people want to learn more, I think you're putting the link in the show notes.
Yes, it's in there.
But for some of the listeners who maybe don't have access to the Internet, it's ipacknowledge.org. So it's ipacknowledge.org. And they can go there to find out more information about the studies that they're working on and some of the publications that they have already done.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, it builds on this. And you know what? This planet, hosts a lot of souls in a lot of physical bodies, okay? And the experiences we all are having are unique they're unique to each of us. And we see life through those experiences. Sometimes if we really get a little bit more conscious, I shall say, we can learn from others' experiences, and we might not have to suffer through, as I mentioned, the stupid stuff that we do, right? I can look back on my life, Michelle, and say, oh my God, well, that was crazy stupid what I did, right? Throughout history, this is all part of the learning process, and we've been granted free will to make really horrible decisions. And unfortunately, or if I get above it, I go, how do I describe unfortunate or fortunate? They just are what they are to help us learn and grow. Hopefully come back to some semblance of that vitamin L I talk about, the love and the freedom that was granted to us by that which created us all. So if we have medical doctors that are bridging the gap, trying to make some incremental road steps, stepping stones to get to the place where we might already be, I'm not going to yell and scream against that. I just, again, that vitamin P perspective is what I'm asking for folks to be able to get to.
I'm so, thankful for these medical professionals and physicians who, are opening their eyes and starting this conversation, who aren't afraid, because, we see what happens a lot of times when they start talking about these things that are taboo within the medical community. So I'm grateful for Dr. Ted Fogarty and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Dr. Buttar. They're the wave makers. They're blazing a new pathway so that we can start having these conversations. And scientists, too. Like, I'm so thankful for Dr. James Linesweiler. He's one of the founders of IPAC, and he's doing really excellent work. And I think it's just proof that science doesn't have to be bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Science theoretically should be a neutral term, right? Designates some kind of, we talk about a scientific method, discover the facts, as I've said. It isn't about, and that's the thing about truth. Truth is more of a kind of a religious or maybe a spiritual concept. Everybody says, I experience truth different than you. My truth is different. Well, okay. But the facts should be that aspect of science. We reveal the facts, and of course, we might not like where the facts take us. For instance, if we believe in vaccines, as I call it, sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, the facts are pretty damning, to use a religious term, if you will, to the belief that they are, sacrosanct. Sacrament, they are so good that they save lives and things like that. And you realize, my gosh, they are harming more than they're saving, if they're saving any at all. So this then challenges the beliefs, which when it comes to science, it shouldn't be about beliefs. I mean, you posit, maybe you have a hypothesis and you use the scientific method to say, hey, it's for real, it's not for real, it doesn't work, it works, and then move on from there.
Yeah, I agree. But belief is a very powerful thing, as you know. And I, like with the ethical vaccinomics issue, it really does have the opportunity to prevent unnecessary vaccinations for the people who believe in them,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. And that
because there always will be people who believe in vaccinations.
That's right. That's the point. Unless you want everybody to be a robot and believe what you believe. I wish more people believed and loved and lived a loving life, but I can't force them to do that. And I don't want the government to do that either. We've got to be examples for each other. We'll be right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
Florida resident Cesar Sayoc Jr. was charged Friday with 5 federal crimes related to at least 13 mail bombs being sent to former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and other leading Democratic critics of President Trump. FBI Director Christopher Wray on how they were able to apprehend the suspect.
I want to focus for a moment
on the amazing work of our folks at the FBI lab. Based on their initial analysis, they uncovered a latent fingerprint from one of the envelopes containing an IED that had been sent to Congresswoman Maxine Waters. We have confirmed this fingerprint is that of Cesar Sayoc.
Megyn Kelly is out at NBC as her show has been canceled as the network continues to deal with backlash surrounding the now former host's recent blackface comments. The Dow was down 296 points to close the week at 24,688. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Martin Armato, designer and lifestyle expert, TV host and author, is here to share his helpful tips. How can we start out with giving our home a nice quick refresh as we head into the season?
I love the fall season, and there are different things that we can do throughout the house to really give it an update, a spruce up, if you will. Let's begin with safety first. It's super important. And what I want you to do is go ahead and test all of your home safety devices, like your smoke alarm, your carbon monoxide detectors, and you want to make sure that the batteries are functioning properly. In addition to that, you can also take the time to replace any outdated alarms that you have throughout the house. Now, you can do that with a product that I love. It's the First Alert 10-Year Smoke Alarm. As the name says, it has a sealed 10-year battery, which means it needs no replacing for the life of the alarm. In addition to that, it combines a photoelectric smoke alarm and also a carbon monoxide alarm.
Where can our listeners go for more information?
So for more information, we have a website called betterstuffforlife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Having a wonderful time with my friend Michelle Cotterman talking about all things sciency. Well, yes, but philosophically as well. Talking about the freedom to have different viewpoints and to act on those different viewpoints. And, you know, if we're going to help those that are deeply mired in a belief system that may not be of their own making. They've adopted it because others have said things like vaccines are safe and effective. Vaccines save lives. And, you know, if you say something, even if it's not true, long enough and loud enough, or keep repeating it, it becomes true by the very beliefs of those who have been impacted by it. And we recognize that a lot of the world operates this way. So it's a difficult and sometimes uncomfortable thing to have a discussion like we're having about these things. Now, one of those things that is controversial in modern medicine, some of our doctors out there are doing it and promoting it. It's called HBOT therapy, hyperbaric oxygen therapy. If I said that correctly, Michelle?
Yeah, that's correct.
And this is an oxidative therapy, and a lot of families with vaccine-injured children have utilized HBOT therapy for good, for the most part, although my good friend Dr. Rasha Batar, who's been on this program every week doing advanced medicine, says, yes, it's a viable therapy, but be careful if there is a lot of mercury still present in the tissues, because it can be damaging to do the HBOT therapy before a lot of this garbage is pulled out of their system. You could actually create more oxidative stress than the body can protect against. So there's a fine line, so to speak. And again, that's that vitamin P we've learned about this hour, hashtag perspective, is in order as we discuss HBOT therapy. And Michelle, you've had some experience. Is it with your own child in this regard too?
No, you know, my daughter had an allergic reaction to vaccination, and that's when I stopped, and my son is completely vaccine-free. So I was not one of the unfortunate parents who, you know, had that kind of heavy metal poisoning through the metals that are in the vaccinations. But maybe the listeners will remember a story back in 2017. There was a near-fatal drowning of a toddler, Eden Carlson, and she suffered brain injury that would make her life in a vegetative state for the rest of her life. And, you know, they completely reversed that brain injury using hyperbaric oxygen therapy treatment. And so it's not just about, you know, damage from metal toxicity. This has applications that can be used all across the board.
Yes, absolutely. And I don't deny the viability of it used appropriately. It's just like anything. Knowing all of the parameters involved, you've brought up a very important point, a brain injury that didn't have anything to do with heavy metals, like with vaccine injury and things like that. And this is a significant distinction made where this reversed and saved the life and made life viable again for someone who would not have had that had it not been for this advancement in that technology.
Yeah, that's correct. So Dr. Ted Fogarty is a champion for hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and he has a lot of published pieces on the brain regrowth that's possible using HBOT, and he does a lot of work with Dr. Harch out of Louisiana State University. And if people are interested in seeing the studies and the published pieces they have, they can go to HBOT.com, that's HBOT.com, and look at the information that they're putting out. It's absolutely remarkable. And currently, Dr. Fogarty and Dr. Harch are working on a piece that is looking into reversing dementia. So, you know, even our elderly populations can benefit from HBOT therapies.
Once again, you know, I bring this up because it's not about the viability or lack of viability of HBOT therapy, but for those that, you know, kind of go with a sort of a tunnel vision or have horse blinders on to not take on the big picture perspective we covered for many years here with dementia and Alzheimer's, the presence, for instance, of these heavy metals, mercury, aluminum, to utilize it in conjunction with, or let's say the removal of those offending elements and then, you know, apply this appropriately, we can see miracles occur. And that's why I say don't dive headlong into this and not acknowledge the other environmental factors that bring these things on at any age, including coming back to the vaccine issue. How you've seen the articles supposedly that referenced flu shot. If you got five flu shots, you know, in a row each year, that the risk for dementia, Alzheimer's, can be upwards of tenfold increased.
Yeah, that's right. Well, a lot of people may not know this, but the multi-dose flu shots do still contain mercury. So, you know, you're looking at an accumulation. Each shot has 25 micrograms of mercury, and that's not coming out of your body. It has to go somewhere. So, I you know, if mercury is neurotoxic, then it makes sense that after five or six mercury-laden vaccines that you would start showing signs of neurological decline.
Mm-hmm. So, coming back to the HBOT therapy, the idea of putting someone in an oxygen-rich environment and taking it down to, you know, however many atmospheres, increasing saturation of oxygen in the tissues. From your reading on this, what is your understanding of the benefit in terms, because again, it's a fine line, oxidative therapy to the point of what do our minerals, or what are they used for by our own cells to protect against oxidative stress or damage? So how do you see this working knowing both of these things?
Well, I think that a lot of people are starved for oxygen in general. So HBOT has the ability to hypersaturate the blood with oxygen molecules, which is something that, you know, our cells all need in order to function properly. So that could explain, you know, some of the neurological regeneration involved there. If there were hydrogen elements or elements that the body just wasn't getting, that could help facilitate the repair and restoration of the neurons in the brain, or all of the cells in the body for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite interesting, though. But I think that you have brought up a very important point, in that if somebody is looking into HBOT therapy, it is absolutely essential that the provider that you are going to for this therapy is very well understood in the application of this practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because after all, medicine is an art. It's an art, and it totally depends on the person you're going to see how efficient they are at delivering that art.
That's right. And you've heard it said, a little knowledge could be a dangerous thing. If somebody gets on this, suddenly hears about HBOT therapy and goes, my gosh, it's the cure for everything. Put everybody in there. And again, perspective is in order, because each of us are individuals. Each child is unique and different. Each grandma and grandpa suffering from dementia may be differing causes. So you have to take it to that level, as opposed to the same thing applied to everybody equally all of the time. I've talked about what is common to us all in terms of our needs. You know, we talk about vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, essential fats. Yes, we need oxygen. We need, you know, things that facilitate good liver function, good liver health. So we can look at things in common and say, yeah, we can apply a lot of things across the board, including eating organic quality food, you know, that doesn't have the pesticides that there is no need for. But when it comes to these therapies, you must apply them on an individual basis, and that's so very important. Another aspect of oxygen-type therapies is the use of ozone. And Dr. Bittar has talked about ozone therapy for his own ozone heat, what is that word I'm looking for? Like a hemotherapy of some kind. But he would run blood through that, and the ozone would purify that blood, and it would become that rich crimson red color, and you know, obviously the oxygen would eliminate, let's say, pathogenic life forms, microbes that shouldn't be there as well. And it's different, but maybe parallel or complementary to HBOT.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I'm not too familiar with ozone therapy. It's definitely something I'd like to look into. And you know, nobody should ever jump headfirst into any therapy. They should be doing their due diligence and making sure that they're reading the studies and they're talking to others about the different modalities that they may be deciding to choose for themselves. But I think you're right. You know, I see it every day, this standardized checkbox for-profit medicine. It's really leading us in a bad direction. You know, we have really poor outcomes, and anybody who is doing something differently and seeing amazing outcomes, I mean, that should be celebrated.
Well, we do celebrate it here, but also, again, don't celebrate medical collectivism. This idea that everybody needs to be done the same thing for, you know, all the time. And as I said, there are common features for all of us as humans, right? As our bodies need similar things, all of us. But the amounts, they vary. They differ. You know, some people can thrive on a vegetarian diet and others would perish. That's something that those that get too dogmatic about even the types of diets that are ideal can be, you know, sent off the proverbial deep end. And, you know, as a homeopath, I've had to individualize therapies for each of us, or anybody that's come to me for help, because there are distinct differences metabolically or otherwise that have to be acknowledged. And, of course, that doesn't make for easy cookie cutter, oh, I can see you in 2 minutes and send you out with the same thing everybody gets.
Yeah, you're right, Robert. We need emphasis put back on individual needs. You're right.
So what things are happening for the Health Freedom Group in Ohio? I know that over the span of last month since we've been talking, there's been a lot of developments there. Hopefully new folks are coming into the fold from within the medical profession, nurses, doctors, or whatever. What can you tell us about what's happening there?
In Ohio, the Health Freedom Movement, we are in the process of building our provider support. So, you know, when it comes to Health Freedom, it's so much more than just choosing pharmacy or not choosing pharmacy, and we need to really start bringing community and providers together. And I think a lot of times providers are scared to speak out because the AMA has been so aggressive in attacking anything that competes with them. And, you know, we're just in the process of building that group and strengthening our voice so that we can work together to prevent any kind of overreaching or limiting legislation that may be coming down the road. So we're just in the process of building right now.
Well, that building is good, and I've tried to connect you with folks that sometimes reach out to us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show from different states, of course, from Ohio, and I hope they're able to reach out to you. And if they want to, what's the best way to do it? Is it through the Health Freedom Ohio website, or what shall they do?
Yeah, so they can send us an email if they have questions. It's info@healthfreedomohio.org. And that is I'll be checking that email as they come through. And also, we have a Facebook page, so people can send us a private message or interact with us there. And we're in the process of figuring out fundraising so we can get incorporated and really start making a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're already making a difference whether you incorporate or not. The folks that are hearing the message, again, getting together on a human-to-human level, hear the stories, pay attention to them. They're very real. They may be different than your story, but you can learn a lot from other folks. And one thing I mentioned earlier, really is a sign of wisdom when you can learn from other people's experiences and you don't have to suffer the way they suffered, but you have the freedom to do so. And I don't want to take that away from anyone, even if I might perceive it wasn't the best decision to make. I made some horrible decisions in my life, but I've learned the most from them. And Michelle Connerman, thank you. God bless you for being on board and doing what you're doing for health, freedom, and more.
Thank you so much, Robert. This has been great.
All right, back to wrap it up with Super Don after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Michelle Cotterman. Great discussion, folks. Go back and re-listen. There's some great insights that we're able to share with you and perspectives that you don't get anywhere else in broadcast media, not even on talk radio, Super Don. And I'm so happy with any time we can do things like that. And just, you know, I'm giddy. I'm ready for the weekend, but I'm giddy. I could do more of that.
Well, and we discovered a new vitamin. So, I mean,
yeah,
it's a win-win-win here.
Yeah. Everybody's got vitamin P when you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And that doesn't mean you have to urinate unless you've been drinking enough Echo water, which absolutely is good for you. You know, all those people. I can't drink that much water. I have to pee all the time. So that's good.
Well, if
that's
vitamin P was
P-E-E,
then there would have to be two vitamin P's.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. No. So
there can only be one.
For the people that do urine therapy, perhaps. But that's a different story altogether. Now, at the risk of offending y'all, well, we do that from time to time. Super Don loves to do it, but he's a humorous guy. This is a story out of Australia. And the headline reads, "Outrage as Jesus becomes organ donor on crucifix in shock TV advert." Now, I'm sensitive to these things, Super Don, because I know we have a lot of people that have deeply held religious beliefs and convictions about things. So, yeah, no, and of course it's fine. But I laughed my you-know-what off at the Life of Brian, Monty Python's Life of Brian. Remember, which is a kind of a knockoff of that idea. And I believe God, Jesus, all of that have a great sense of humor. I mean, they have to. Look at us
humans.
Look
at the platypus.
Right. Yeah, right? There. Look at the platypus. Explain that, right? So I can roll with this, but I realize some folks may be offended by this stuff. And you know, hey, you don't have a right not to be offended by it, but I think we got to spotlight it because it does address a health issue called organ donation. And I'm a little nervous about organ donation, but we'll get into that in a moment if we have time. I just want you to listen to this Australian advertisement. To get you to sign up as an organ donor as they get Jesus while he's on the cross to do it. This is kind of weird, but give a listen.
Excuse me, down here. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yes, my son. I am here for you. Literally.
Have you thought about maybe becoming an organ donor?
Is this really the best time to bring this up?
Oh, we get it. You know, no one wants to talk about death. But, you know, not all of us are going to the eternal paradise and
Your organs can save the lives of up to six people.
Seven people. Not to mention how your bones and soft tissue and ligaments could change the lives of many others.
And corneas, you'll help blind people see.
What a miracle!
Help blind people see. You know, I mean, it's in poor taste, but then again, a lot of humor is. But I mean, how do you do organ donation as far as an advert? Because obviously you are talking about a serious subject of death. So they're using the Jesus on the cross scenario and how you can help. I get the analogy. Jesus helps people, saves people, right?
Help blind people to see by donating your corneas, right?
But the Aussies are cheeky, you know, in this regard. And again, apparently there is outrage about it. I want to just at the risk of outraging some more people. Just one more segment of this. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but go ahead and give a listen to this.
Obviously, I would do it. I'm Jesus.
Yes, yes, you're Jesus, you know. Yeah, you've helped the lepers. But this is very specific.
How?
Well, have you gone online and signed the organ donor registry?
The organ what?
The organ donor registry.
Isn't it on my license?
It used to be. Now you got to go online. But it's very simple. Common misconception. Except in South Australia, that's still on the license.
South Australia.
Well, okay, as you know, it's an Australian thing. And you could see the video of this. It's linked up in the show notes if you care to watch it. And at a certain point, they use the tip of the spear to put a cell phone up because now you can do organ donation by cell phone. You can just press here and you're an organ donor. And then later they bring Joseph and Mary because apparently the parents have to be involved in the decision-making process. I like the Monty Python-esque thing about it, and I'm not one that, you know, that says sacrilege. You know, we great controversies in religion. Of course, if you make fun of Muhammad, and you know, certain people of the Muslim persuasion will kill you. Right.
That's right.
So I think the Christians, by and large, have a better sense of humor about it. They may be offended, but they won't kill you for it typically. Again, perspective's in order. Now, my concern about organ donation, if you sign the card and they're really looking for your organ and you're not really dead yet, I remember the Monty Python thing. I'm not dead yet, you know, where they do the organ donation. They just remove them while you're still alive. I don't want that for anybody, so.
Does organ donation kind of freak you out, or it does?
No, for me, when it comes to replacing an organ that's been, you know, shattered in an accident, but for people that have destroyed their own organs due to lifestyle choices, I'm just going to put it out there. Y'all think about it, right? Smoke your whole life, you need a lung transplant versus someone that had an injury, okay? I might look at it differently. Okay, that's it. Controversial end to the show this week. And let us know what you think. Go to robertscottbell.com. Submit your questions and comments. We'll be back live Sunday with more powerful healing because the power to heal is, of course, yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.